It's time to turn the spotlight on local, national, and international affairs with Mitchell Dye. Brought to you by Corio Waste Management, station sponsor.
And as we move from one Trent to another, I'm joined in the studio by Trent Sullivan, who is the candidate for Kildare in the upcoming by-election. Of course, that ward was vacated by Stretch Contell. Trent, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning, Mitchell. Absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's really good to see you and very exciting because you're 23 years old, I believe, which is the same age as me. So good to see younger people running for council and having a go, I suppose.
Well, that's what we're all about at the moment. That's a main driving point of my campaign. We are... Geelong's in a transitional period, and we want to get young blood into this council. We want new ideas, we want fresh ideas, and we want to get things moving.
I agree to a certain extent, because if you look at council, there's a lot of people that have done a fair amount of time there already, and I think some fresh ideas would be really, really helpful at this stage.
Well, that's it. There is a wealth of experience on the council at the moment. There are some incredibly intelligent people on there who are working hard. Mm. But what we just need is their experience to help tune some ideas, as well as with the energy that the mayor and hopefully myself can input into all of this.
So you're quite favourable towards the mayor and what he's been doing, because I think that's an interesting question in itself that can divide a lot of people.
It is, and it can, and I am very supportive of the current mayor, Darren Lyons. I think he brings great energy into the town. Everyone's buzzing. They know Darren Lyons. They know what he's about. Mm. He wants to get things done. He wants to transform Geelong. He wants to put it on the map. And I think that's the right course. That's what we need at the moment.
And what are some of the key challenges that you think he needs to overcome to achieve his vision?
Well, the challenges at the moment, which we all seem to be hearing about every day in the paper, is how divided the council currently is. There seems to be a blockade of bureaucracy in getting ideas forward and pushing new ideas into the limelight to get things out there and to get things done. And that's what we really want to change. We want to get the CBD rejuvenated. We want facelifts. We want people inside the city spending their money, supporting local businesses, and getting things moving.
Well, was there a catalyst that made you say, I definitely want to run now, or has it always been your vision to run for the council?
Well, Geelong is a great community, and it's something we all like to feel a part of, and we all want to put back into what we've been a part of, you know? There's been so many people in the community who have helped me growing up. As I said, I'm still young.
Yep.
And I just want to give back to people what people have in turn given to me.
Yeah, and by doing that, obviously you want to do policy initiatives that are going to make their lives better.
Exactly. We're all about helping people around. We want to, you know, increase the parks, increase the buses. Get car parking seems to be a big one these days. Anything that can make people's lives easier and more accessible, we want to increase the value that we can offer.
And are there different things that you look at council and you see what they're doing, you think, well, I'd like to go a different way on that? Are there particular areas that you like to come in and change straight away?
Look, there's not many two areas that we can change straight away.
Yeah.
Local government, it's all about working together with the people around you to achieve things together. That's the easiest way to get things done. And I believe we are on the right track with a few things, such as, you know, trying to fix the car parking, trying to get these free buses running into town. They're all good ideas, and there's larger initiatives like getting the conference centre and the exhibition centre going, bringing people to Geelong, you know.
Mm.
We've got a great city. We do so many large festivals, like just today in the paper, the Queenscliff Music Festival, going global. That's what we need. It's not about just putting Geelong on the state map, on the Australian map now. We want to make it on the global map. We want to, you know, come to Geelong, see what's going on here. This is what we're doing.
You mentioned in there car parking. I think that's a really big deal if you're talking about rejuvenating the CBD, because I say that every single successful shopping strip, for example, Highton and Paco, they all have free parking really, really close by where you can park the car for a couple of hours and go out and look at the shops without having to run back to the meter or worry about fines and that type of thing. So do you think free parking is important to rejuvenate the CBD, or is your strategy going to be more with these free buses and letting people park further away?
I believe it's going to be about compromise on the free parking. We do need, we've got free parking on the weekends these days. That's a great thing. We do need a couple more 2 hours, 3 hours, because it's not just about bringing people into the CBD for shopping and leisure. It's about the people who work inside the CBD as well. It's every day we're hearing, you know, people at the hospital, people just working in town in general.
Mm.
It's extremely difficult for them to not be paying these exorbitant amounts of fees every day and weekly just to get to work. So, you know, buses are going to be a part of it. You know, maybe hopefully we can have longer times at lower costs, But it's not an easy answer, and something that we have to work together on all levels to find out.
And as soon as you talk about making the parking cheaper or free, you get other councillors saying, well, it's an important part of revenue raising for whatever our initiatives are going to be. So, you know, if we were to make the parking cheaper, would you supplement that by another way, or would you look to cut spending? How would you balance the books?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. When we come in to say the argument of free parking, then people get the ratepayers like, well, what about our rates?
Yeah.
How much are we going to pay for this?
Well, I mean, they already went up by nearly 5% this year, didn't they?
They do, which is an extremely large amount. Like, yeah. If you look statewide, Geelong and the Surf Coast, we have some of the highest rate rises every single year, which really, we don't want that. That's not what we want. We have to find the middle ground, and I'm not exposed to the books. I don't know the internal fundings of the council just yet, but it's something that I'm extremely interested into and finding out what works for both sides the best.
Yeah. And what do you think people want from council if they're in their homes and they're looking at council and they see their rates going up or the payments going out to pay their rates notices? What do you think they want in return?
Well, they want to see something in return. They want to have confidence in the council. They want to sit there and say, you know, the roads are good, my parks are great, you know, I can get into the CBD easy transport. People who, you know, transport can be difficult for some people, whether it be buses, you know, walking, driving, cycling. They want to be able to go about their daily life in security of knowing that, you know, this is easy. It's not costing me exorbitant amounts to get from A to B. You know, I don't have to drive through potholes, ride my bike through potholes, you know, walk out for, you know, doggy do on the side paths. Yeah, you want to have everything be able.
Now, in your particular ward or the ward that you're running for, tell us about that particular area and what are some of the unique challenges that it's facing?
Well, the Kildare ward is quite well looked after at the moment. Not to say there aren't things to be changed, but the predecessor, Dr. Stretch Contell, he's a fantastic man, and he put a lot of time and effort into the wards with the sporting clubs, the parks. He just finished off a whole heap of pavement and down the sidewalks, which was a fantastic job down Melville, I believe it was. So, with all the things, I believe one of the big things I want to get is with the parks, get some tree plantings, get some doggy bags along the river. That's a sort of vital amount. There's, you know, the ratepayers are a big part. As I said before, we want to get rid of these rate rises. Mm. And if not, we want to find more ways of, if they are going to be bringing extra revenue out of the people, we want to find ways to put it back in. Which is a little bit blurry now at the moment with these with the different ward spending, which we've changed the last year or two. So, but we have to see. There's all things to put into consideration once we get in and able, hopefully.
I mean, it's very difficult because we want cheaper parking, we want no more rate rises, but at the same time, we still want more services, as you've said. So I think maybe some sort of change to how we spend money or trying to be a bit smarter in terms of how we use funds. I'm not sure if you have any particular opinions there. I mean, as you said, you haven't seen the books, but are there particular things that jump out at you?
Well, we're all about efficiency. You know, tax dollars should not be wasted. People want to see their hard-earned money going to, you know, hard-working services that they get a benefit out of.
Yeah.
And without, you know, I said, knowing the books, that's what we want to strive for. You know, well, Stretch did have the finance ward, which the finance portfolio inside the ward, which helped him a great deal. And it's something that I like to strive towards as well.
Well, you're keen to follow in Stretch's footsteps, at least that's what it said in the article in the paper. So overall, were you quite favourable of the job that Stretch did?
I did. Look, Stretch, he's a great man, and he worked extremely hard for the community, and just not inside his ward, but in Geelong in general, with so many different, you know, community-based groups, whether it be ethnic groups, sport groups, all of the above. And to try to live up to what he's done is a monolithic challenge, but it's something that one day I'd like to be able to say I did.
And as we've touched on previously, Stretch was someone that seemed to articulate the voice of Darren Lyons, and he was saying that, you know, we need to follow Darren's vision as opposed to some of the other councillors that seem to be more voices of dissent.
Well, having voices on both sides of the conversation is always good. We always need to get the left side and the right side. But the council should be behind the mayor. He's a publicly elected figure, and he has the best interests of Geelong at heart. And these ideas, you know, he has great ideas. They're not bad ideas. Every idea does need to be considered. Every option needs to be weighed up. But at the end, we can't move forward unless we're all moving forward together.
And we're going to be putting this question to every single candidate, but if you had to look at the political spectrum, where would you describe where you sit in that quadrant?
Look, I do believe I'm a little more to the right. I am to the right, so I'm a little more liberal in my views. I definitely am. But when it comes down to local politics, You know, we're all on the same side. We all want best for the people. You know, state, federal, politics, they're for higher levels. They have different views on different topics. But when it comes down to grassroots, we all have the same thing. We all want what's best for our neighbours, ourselves, the people next to us. We all want to be working together.
Now, there's going to be potentially people running from outside your ward because you live in the actual electorate, from what I understand. But it's always a bit of a debate backwards and forwards as to whether you should actually reside in that area to actually run for it. Do you think that it's important for the person that ends up winning that that seat in council that they actually live in the Kildare area?
Well, look, I believe it is. I was born inside the ward, raised inside the ward. I've lived inside it my whole life. I was educated in both schools, primary and secondary, inside the ward. Yep. You know, it's a great community, and you can't really get that intensive feel for the community that you live in unless you're surrounded by it. Not to say that councillors in the past or current who live outside their wards don't do just as great a job. They do a fantastic job. But I do feel it gives you an edge, and, you know, I believe it is important.
And you've worked in real estate, or you still work in real estate?
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah, but you're 23 years old, so do you think there are particular challenges that you face as a young person trying to get on to council? I mean, we don't see many young councillors at the moment.
Well, that's it. Well, I'm not sure there's many councillors under 50 at the moment on the board, but I do believe a lot of these people have had time to build up their own portfolios, where that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to get out there. I'm trying to represent, you know, the youth of Geelong. We have a population of over 220,000 people at the moment. And for the demographic, to have nobody on council under 50 is cutting that demographic in half.
Yep.
You know, we need more people. A lot of people in the younger ages, maybe they don't have faith in the council that much because they don't feel it represents them as such. They don't get their voices, not their ideas. Whereas I'm all about changing that. We need both ends of the spectrum, not to say that the people, you know, of age is awfully important, but we need everyone from all diverse, all life forms in Geelong representing all the people.
And last of all, your campaign strategy, I suppose, what will people in Kildare expect to see from you in the coming weeks as we lead up to the point of actually voting?
Oh, well, hopefully they can see me physically.
Yep.
I want to get out there, I want to do some door knocking, some letterboxing, I want to do an awful lot of listening posts.
Yep, so you'll be popping up on all the shopping strips and all that sort of
thing? That's it. Well, you can't represent the people unless you know the people. You talk to them, you know what they want. You know, I'll be taking down notes, I'll be listening to them. As well as that, I will be supplementing with a large social media campaign as well. We saw in the last election how effective that was for the mayor. He was on the Twitter, on the Facebook, and he was voicing views out there and getting across to everybody. And that's what I want to be a part of.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. And of course, as we're saying to all candidates, you're welcome to come back in any time if there's anything that you'd like to articulate. But all the best with this upcoming election.
Thank you very much, Mitchell.
Thank you. Trent Sullivan there, candidate for Kildare Ward. We'll go to a break now, Mitchell's Front Page. And coming up next, Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne, live in the United States. And we'll be talking to her about Donald Trump.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.